This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Today, I have some amazing guests. First, I have with me Margie Mandley. She is the principal of GEM Communications. She is also the chair at St. Anne's Parish in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, for evangelization, and she is a member of the Archdiocesan Synod Implementation Committee for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. It is a pleasure to have Margie with me, co-hosting this episode of WSFI Spotlight, and we are talking with two other wonderful people, Joe Smith and Jackie Piano. Let me introduce them. Joe Smith is a former atheist. He has four children, one adult son, and three younger daughters. He works at Home Depot and is a radically converted Catholic and a member of St. Robert's Parish in Shorewood, Wisconsin. In addition, we have Jackie Piano with us, and Jackie Piano is a former self-proclaimed lukewarm Catholic. She describes herself as being lost and now found. She used the church whenever she felt like it, married to her husband Nick for 31 years, and she teaches Sunday school with Joe at St. Robert's now after returning to the faith and having an amazing conversion experience and a reconversion experience. So thank you so much for joining me here today on WSFI Spotlight, all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. It's good to be here with you.
In a brief minute and a half introduction here, it does not do justice to your story. So I want to ask Joe and Jackie a little bit about your backgrounds. Can you tell me about your backgrounds and what your upbringing was as an atheist and as someone as a lukewarm Catholic?
Well, I, strangely enough, was born on a farm in Christian County, Illinois. I was raised as a child in the Baptist church. My parents, well, my mother's dead now, my father, my sister, my brother, all Baptist still. I rejected all belief by the time I was a teenager and moved away from the home and farm. And oh boy, I began a very slow descent into an abyss of complete disbelief, meaninglessness, prompted by 12 years of hard study of existentialism and philosophy and so forth. I spent a long time in college as a professional student, essentially studying all sorts of dead-end philosophies. I was married to a nominally Catholic woman in 1998. We had three wonderful daughters together. I worked at a university for 13 years. My marriage came to a, whoa, boy, screeching, abrupt, surprising, shocking end one night in December of 2012. My mama died January of 2013. I was confused, shocked, quit my job in March of 2012 and proceeded to travel around Europe looking for something, I don't know what, and trying to run away from myself. By the time I returned in October 2012, boy, I realized the complete abyss that I'd driven my own life, my family life, and every all of life into.
Thank you for sharing that, Joe. Jackie, I want to ask a little bit about your background. It's a little bit different.
I was raised Lutheran, and my parents divorced when I was 14, and it really rocked my world, and I found solace in a Baptist church, and I was active in the Baptist church and got baptized again in the Baptist church. Was baptized originally Lutheran and proceeded to let the world pull me away from faith. I always believed in Jesus. I always believed that Jesus was the Son of God. And I thought that was it. That's all I had to, that was it. I mean, I was going to be okay because I believed that. And the demons believe that. The devil himself believes that. It's it. But I thought that was enough. That was my ticket into heaven. And I went to Marquette and met my husband. from a beautiful, beautiful Catholic family. And when we were discussing marriage, he said, you know, we want you to be Catholic. I want our children to be Catholic. And I reluctantly agreed and went through the marriage stuff. And the priest at that time, this was 84, I didn't have to do anything. I had assumed I was going to have to, like, officially convert. But he said I would be fine. So I was in the Catholic Church, and I didn't get it. I didn't get the beauty that was before me, that was laid out before me. I went through the motions. I was a motion goer. I never even understood the genuflect. I used to call it the little curtsy, the little curtsy before you go in. I didn't understand that our Lord was, the reason we're doing that is that he's in the tabernacle. We are in the presence of Holy Almighty God. I just didn't know. I was so ignorant, and I thought I knew it all. And then in the 31 years of marriage, I just let the relativism of the world become my God. I picked and choosed. Birth control, oh, that's fine. The Catholic Church, they don't know. Never understanding how wrong and lost I was. And Jesus, when he said, no man can serve two masters, he's so right. I was pretty much serving myself, because I was choosing my gospel. I was picking and choosing. I became my own God, in other words, because I wasn't letting him be God. I wasn't, his authority, it was of no consequence to me. I picked what I liked. I liked, and I rejected what I didn't. And therefore, he was not my master. I was my master. Just like Eve, I wanted to be God. I wanted to think I could do it my way. And I was so wrong. And so blessed that he's given me this gift, that I see how wrong I was. And he's called me home, and I just treasure his arms.
I love your stories, Jackie and Joe. Every time I hear and rehear your stories, it just reminds me of all the different connections and insights and epiphanies you had along the way. Can you tell our audience, sort of leading up to those moments of awakenings, what was happening? What was stirring? Maybe starting with Joe, as you traveled Europe, and I know that when you visited Europe, you had once told me that you were visiting lots of churches. You really don't know why you were visiting lots of churches, but maybe talk about the events leading up to the awakenings that took place. You obviously were both friends at the time and came from two different worlds and two different stories, but yet you had no idea how God was working in you to help each other. So maybe each of you kind of talk about those events leading up to the awakening you had.
Sure. Well, I don't really know what I was looking for. I didn't know what else to do. So I said, okay, I'm going to go to all these places that I've never been to while I'm still young enough to climb Scottish mountains and pop to the Vienna and Prague and Rome. And every place I went, man, it's the churches. I'm drawn to the churches. But I don't know why, but just architecture and beauty and so forth. But man, like all along the way, everywhere I would go, it's like angers. I was so angry, at just the whole world and myself, just was kind of falling away. And honestly, I had seriously suicidal thoughts everywhere I would pop to. And I didn't know now that this is God correcting me, but I scrambled. I was doing really unwise things, scrambling up Scottish mountains, but they're not huge mountains, but they're still kind of dangerous, all alone, traveling all alone. And I went up to the top of this one, scrambling with slippery rocks, and I finally made it to the top, and there's nobody within miles, probably. And when I kind of was sort of praying, maybe. I don't know. I didn't know what, but I was really wanting to get to the top. And really, once I got to the top, I knew I didn't want to die. But till that point, I kind of wouldn't have cared at all if I died. But anyway, wow, Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that for a while till now. But yeah, Jackie, I digress a lot.
No. When he came back, because we were friends, and when he came back, he did have these anger issues, and
I was broken. I was mad at my wife. Right. I was mad at everybody.
So he called and me one day because he knew I was Catholic, and because my husband and I had just recently started going back to church because my husband had been ill, and it led my husband to go back, and naturally, I went with him, but I still wasn't getting it. I was a zombie in the communion line, not understanding anything and not knowing what I was receiving. But I was going, and he knew I was going on Sunday, so he wanted to go back to the parish he was married in.
Yeah.
And he called me, and
I called it the scene of the crime.
Yeah, the scene
That's
of the crime, we were calling it at that point. And he said that he wanted to go, and he didn't want to go alone, and if I would go. So I had gone to St. Robert's that morning with my husband, and then I went to I met you to go to the St. Peter and Paul. And I'll never forget it, because it was Epiphany Sunday, and I was just convinced that the Holy Spirit was just going to zap him, and everything, it was Epiphany, and everything was going to change. And we went to Mass, and we went out to, I think, leave a cup of coffee afterwards. And I was devastated because I felt nothing. And yet he would go to another church.
Yeah.
And then it led to Ash Wednesday, him calling and saying, I'm going to go. He said, are you going to the service at St. Robert's? It's Ash Wednesday. And I said, well, I wasn't planning to. And he said that he was going to go. And
Jackie was the only person I knew that I knew was Catholic.
Well, I certainly calling myself one.
Well,
I truly believe there's a little C in the big and the capital C.
At least you identified yourself.
Yeah.
Unlike some other people I only learned later who were Catholic,
right.
and there was something different about them, nice people. But anyway, yeah, so that's why I called you, because I didn't want to go alone, basically. I felt so out of place.
But I think we should say prior to Ash Wednesday, because he was going to church, and because he was a very angry atheist, it made me feel more I mean, I'm ashamed to say this. It made me feel elevated in my faith, because at least I wasn't like this poor atheist.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm ashamed of that now. So I would lead Bible studies. He would come over, and we bought catechism,
yeah.
and we would read. And I was always like Sunday school in him and in my limited knowledge. And so when the Ash Wednesday day came up and he said he was going, and I had to go because he was going to go, and I didn't.
And you gave me that picture.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
Jesus knocking. And I put it up.
Little things like
in
that.
In my house.
But it was his journey to faith and my trying to control that journey. Like we both were on the wide and broad path. He was going one way, I was going the other way, but we still were on the broad and wide. And in our journey, we slowly realized that beautiful narrow path that our Lord wants us on. And it was Ash Wednesday that our Lord really redirected us and put our feet on that narrow one. And it was it's the most exciting path to be on. Yeah, that path begins on your knees.
Boy.
That's so true.
Yeah, well, I want to leave our listeners with the cliffhanger right there, because we do have to take a short break here on WSFI Catholic Radio. You're listening to the voices of Joe Smith, Jackie Piano, and Margie Mandley. I'm Bill Snyder. We're talking about Joe and Jackie's amazing conversion to the Catholic faith. We'll be right back after this here on WSFI Spotlight. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss the second half of this interview. Join host Chicago Bears Patrick McCaskey, WSFI chairman, and the WSFI Catholic Radio team for the fourth annual WSFI benefit and fundraiser at Key Lime Cove Resort in Gurnee, Illinois, on Friday, October 23rd. The evening will feature a keynote presentation from Bishop Thomas Papraki of Springfield, Illinois,
and performances by local Catholic recording artist Anna Nuzzo. The event begins with a VIP reception at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and both live and silent auctions. For more information or to purchase tickets, call 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455. Or visit us on the web at wsfiradio.org. That's wsfiradio.org.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
WSFI is on social media. Follow us on Twitter at WSFIFM and like us on Facebook by searching for WSFI Catholic Radio.
Hello, my name is Mother Mary David. I'm a Sister of Charity of Our Lady Mother of the Church from Baltic, Connecticut. I think Catholic Radio is really important in the world today because it offers an opportunity to bring God's message to a world that really is starving for that message. So many people are taken up with so many things that are materialistic, and the hunger in their soul is left empty. Catholic Radio helps to satisfy that hunger.
WSFI is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community, but we only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to donate online at wsfiradio.org. Or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated. Hello, everyone, and welcome back here on this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm Bill Snyder. Today, we are talking with Joe Smith and Jackie Piano. They are reverts and converts to the Catholic faith. Margie Mandley also is joining me here on the air. She is a member of the Archdiocesan Synod Implementation Committee for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. And we left our listeners at the break just talking about the amazing Ash Wednesday conversion experience that both Jackie and Joe had. And I want to ask you about some of the initial graces, maybe briefly recap what happened on Ash Wednesday for our listeners, and then tell us about some of the initial graces you received from that conversion and reversion to the faith.
You know what happened that day was a miracle happened. And that we get to the church, and right as we go into the pew, Joe is on his knee, just on his knees. And I followed to, in my mind, I was going to just seriously pray for the Holy Spirit to just save this poor atheist, because he's so lost. He's so lost. And he's weeping. And all of a sudden, I still get emotional. I started crying, and the prayer, the urgent prayer I was sending up to heaven for Joe, God put on me, and all those things I was, oh God, he's so lost, he needs to be found. I realized I was lost. I was so far away from him, and he called me back in that one moment. He called me back, and it was the most beautiful thing. And I'll let Joe talk about what was going on when he was on his knees, but the generosity of God to, in that moment, give me what I needed to come home. I will be forever, forever grateful, and I can never thank him enough.
I was just devastated. I loathed myself. I was on my knees without even consciously knowing what was going on. But in that moment on Ash Wednesday, before Mass even started, I was just, I knew that I was solely responsible for the utter wreck and ruin of the entirety of my life that had led up to that moment. And yet I felt freed and forgiven and maybe even loved. I was so at the bottom of self-loathing, and it was extreme. But
to receive then, to receive the ashes. And I had worn those ashes so many years, and I never understood them. And what gets me is that I know in that moment, Father God was waiting with his arms open. And all we had to do was say yes and repent, and those arms just open wide, and we fell into them, and nothing has been the same. Nothing. Skies, even a different blue. Trees looked, everything changed.
I just love hearing this story again and again. One of the things that I just love hearing is it was a gradual leading up to this Ash Wednesday event, but then God gave you that grace for your eyes to open. And one of the beautiful things that you both have come to learn and understand is the beauty of the Mass. And that Ash Wednesday was the start of that understanding of the beauty of the Mass. And I would love for you to share with the listeners maybe your view of the Mass a little bit before and now your view of the Mass and how that's changed.
I was married to a woman who wanted to be married in a Catholic church. It was a non-religious ceremony. I meant it when we promised to raise the kids Catholic. Really meant that. But raising our daughters Catholic turned out to be never going to Mass, maybe Easter and Christmas. And we did have them baptized. I didn't really understand the meaning and didn't even really, but I supported the having a moral foundation at the time, providing a moral foundation that they could kick away when they chose to, like I did when I was a kid. That was pretty awful. But once I started going to Mass on my own, I had to learn the Mass. I printed out the whole liturgy, and I'd read along because I wanted to participate. And in the reading of the Mass, it's like, whoa, this is the most profound. People really listen to every line of this amazing prayer of the Mass, man. You can't help but get it. And in kind of studying it and bringing my little printouts along, you know, to read along and move up and down and try to be with the people. And boy, it sunk in like, well, every time I go to Mass, it sinks in deeper. It is our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. That one is just, in every Mass, a different line. It hits you, you know, you really listen. I love Mass now. It's the most profound prayer, philosophy. It's everything.
Yeah, the grace that I received was understanding what takes place in the Mass. It literally is heaven on earth. We are before the throne, the altar, the Lamb of God. We praise him, we worship you, we adore you. And to say the holy, 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 knowing that the angels in heaven are saying it with us. I honestly sometimes get frustrated because I keep thinking, why didn't someone tell me this? Why didn't someone tell me that this is what is going on in the Mass? Because I became that person that was only going on Easter and Christmas and begrudgingly, actually, because it was busy and it just, you had to go, you had holidays, you got to do things. And then we stopped going even then. And I had no problem with that because I was busy with other things, and my regret, a huge to this day, is Nick and I were blessed with a daughter, and she made her first communion and always wanted to go to Mass. And we gradually would just talk her out of it. I'm so ashamed of that. I'm so ashamed of that. And now she's an adult woman and away from the faith. And that is something that I have to carry because I didn't understand what the Mass was. And because of that, it had no value. I mean, I literally, it had no value to me because I didn't understand it. And because I didn't understand it, I didn't go. And when I stopped going, she stopped going, everything changed. The family unity changed. And the sad thing is, I can't get those years back. They're gone. So if you have children, and if they don't want to go to Mass, I truly think it's because they don't understand it.
And, take them and take it seriously.
But and also let them understand
now going
it.
To Mass.
But also help them understand it, because from someone that wasn't going at all, he's called me to daily Mass, and it's the most precious time of my day. My thing is that if you have children, the greatest thing you can give them is a love for the Mass, because Jesus is there.
Teach them to pray. Pray.
It's so important because you can't get those years back. God has given me a new life, and there are temporal punishments for mistakes we make. And I just pray anyone hearing this to teach your kids what Mass is all about, and go and not just go on Sunday. He will put a hunger in you when you come to understand what's really, really happening, that heaven is touching earth in that moment, and our Lord is waiting to be intimate, to commune with you. How can we stay home?
Wow, just unbelievable. Your faith is palpable here in this interview. You can just hear the Holy Spirit pouring out of your mouths all over our airwaves. And it's so incredible. I want to focus in. We only have a few minutes left. We got about a minute left program. And I just want to ask you about some of the things that you're doing at St. Robert's now. I know that you're being active, practicing your faith. So what are some of the ways that you're doing that?
Well, my daughters are going to Mass every other Sunday now. That's the biggest deal. Oh boy, I'm even reading. I'm a lecturer teacher with Jackie. I don't know. How do you go from catechumen to teacher inside of a few months? But I'm trying.
You know how you go from that? I didn't teach my own kids.
Yeah. Maybe I could try to help others.
When you give God the pen, he writes a whole different life for you.
He takes it over and writes a whole new story.
And every day is a marvel.
Well, this truly has been an amazing time spending with you here on the air. And I just have been filled with so much joy myself, and I know that there are many listeners out there right now that the Holy Spirit has made divine appointments with listening to your incredible story. Praise God is right. This is awesome. I want to point our listeners in the direction of the Archdiocesan YouTube channel to see your video. You have an amazing video on the Mass and on your conversion story. I want to point them toward it. Just go to YouTube, Archdiocese of Milwaukee.
And also, Bill, just as an FYI, we are having a night out at St. Anne on Friday night, October 9th, with a moderated presentation with Joe and Jackie. It's in St. Anne, Pleasant Prairie. 6 o'clock starts with Mass at 6 and appetizers and talk following. So you can hear more about their stories live and in person through a moderated Q&A.
How awesome is that? That is a great stuff. So please join us at St. Anne's. Please check out the video on the Archdiocese of Milwaukee YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search Archdiocese of Milwaukee. The video is entitled Mass, the Heart of the Matter. Jackie and Joe, thank you so much for joining me here today on WSFI Spotlight. It has truly been a pleasure to talk with you. And God bless you for all of your work and your incredible story.
God bless you.
Thank
God
you.
God bless your radio bless station.
You. Yes, thank you. Well, this has been an episode of WSFI Spotlight. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. God bless.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.